This is Kenwan Congo Jr. The title of this piece, A Social Economic Status of Prison. There is social economic status in prison. Social economic status being a composite ranking based on various dimensions of social inequality. Because of the size of the prison population, dynamics occur such as sexual preference, race, income, religion, and educational level. And based on these various dimensions, a prisoner is ranked in a social hierarchy. Homo and bisexuals, snitches, and sexual offenders are some of the groups at the bottom of the social economic status. On the other hand, those with a lot of publicity around their case, people who have a lot of money, and those with a high reputation are some of the groups at the top of this social economic status. Those at the bottom of this ranking may be subject to bullying, harassment, expulsion, and other unfavorable consequences of their social economic status positioning. Those at the top of the hierarchy may enjoy advantages like drugs, alcohol, food that was smuggled in, among other benefits. Still, regardless of social economic status, the prison system itself creates trajectories toward further illegal behavior. At SCI Chester, where I'm currently being housed, the lowest paying job is about 19 cents per hour, with the highest paying job being about 51 cents per hour. Let's say I do have the highest paying job at 51 cents an hour. How many hours do I have to work to pay a lawyer thousands of dollars? How many hours to help support my family financially? Due to the abysmal pay given to prisoners, her best option is to engage in illegal activities to give financial support to her families and, ironically, to pay for legal representation. When examining the social economic statuses of prison, the solution does not solve the problem. It only perpetuates it. This is Kenwan Congo Jr. from the belly of the beast. Thank y'all. All power to the people.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.